radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 is how you call in. It's how you text in. NFL free agency's been underway for about 2 hours. Texans haven't done much. They did sign defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins, who's been here before. They brought back defensive end Derek Barnett, and they signed wide receiver Braxton Berrios. His claim to fame is that he dates the most famous TikToker that there is, a very strong, powerful, independent woman by the name of Alex Earl. But there's no offensive lineman yet. I hope that changes. Other moves, that we've touched on a couple of them. The Rams signed Davante Adams. We were looking to see if the Texans were maybe going to bring him in. 2 years and $46 million, 26 of it's guaranteed. That does seem like a bargain for the Rams, considering what we believe Adams still is. Adams, unfortunately, was just, you know, in a pretty rough situation the last couple of years, whether it was with the Jets this past season or the Raiders the year before. DK Metcalf is a Steeler. Miles Garrett still in Cleveland. Geno Smith is a Las Vegas Raider. Outside of that, not a whole lot cooking on the free agency front, Sean.
Yeah. The Adams deal is interesting just because he of the receivers that we you and I weren't begging for a wide receiver.
Right.
But as far as the receivers that would have gotten us excited, I think Adams was probably the top of the list.
Yes.
Just given what you said, he's just had tough quarterback situations and he's kind of still had really good production despite that. Is getting up there, but he ended up signing a 2-year deal. I would have been fine with that going to the Texans. But replacing Cooper Kupp in that offense is something that's, oh, okay. Rams might be a team to take seriously, you know, not just to make the playoffs or to win the division, but to actually do something in the playoffs. They did give the Eagles their best game this past playoffs. Also, the Geno Smith thing is interesting more so for the Seattle side of things. Just Seattle, what's the plan here?
Yeah,
get rid
what
of
are you
your
doing?
Offensive coordinator, get rid of Lockett.
How do you get that next quarterback? Exactly. Yeah, they've done a lot of subtractions.
Yeah.
And okay, I mean, hey, you were what? A game away. I think it was strength of victory difference away.
It was like a tiebreaker to be a wild card.
Because they were 10-7. I mean, they were close to making the playoffs last year. They didn't make it. So what is your plan? And, you know, I'm still a little skeptical about it.
Apparently it's Sam Darnold. Oof. That was the when they make the trade, they trade away Geno Smith. And then the 5 minutes later, they're expected to be interested in Sam Darnold, which means despite it not being the legal tampering period, they've already talked to Sam Darnold.
I'd rather sign Aaron Rodgers. Not even kidding. Like, I deal with all that headache and all that crap. And
less commitment, too.
The Steelers are apparently the ones that are most linked to Aaron Rodgers right now.
Yes, according to Schefter and a local Pittsburgh guy.
Yeah, it would be really funny to see Rodgers in Seattle because people in Seattle hate him. They hated him before all the Rogan appearances and stuff because Seattle's a beautiful place, but it's a lot of intolerant people there.
Green Bay?
They hated
Seattle
him. Do you know why they hate him, Sean? Why? They hate him because he's talked trash about Russell Wilson and basically called him corny. I'm not even kidding. It's legitimately that. There have been some like comments Rodgers has made that have been interpreted as shots against Russell Wilson. Huh? And I remember when I was up there, Seahawks fans hate Aaron Rodgers. They just hate him. So it would be really funny to see them bring him in. But it does seem like the Steelers are going to happen. And I think that would be a good move for Pittsburgh. Honestly, if you flush out whatever the hell happened this past season, where like it was weird, It's like you just had a quarterback situation where you're playing musical chairs with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and you got George Pickett being a psychopath every game. Like, that was the Steelers' season this past year. What?
They still got Pickens.
They still got Pickens.
I mean, that's we talk about Amin Thompson and Tari Eason as the Terror Twins. The Pittsburgh Steelers might actually have the Terror
Twins. DK Metcalf and George Pickens. That's
no,
a lot.
No cornerback is safe, not just from their, you know, they're both 1,000-yard receivers. Also, they might throw their body at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like George Pickens doing wrestling moves on these guys.
They've got leather jackets and switchblades, you know.
they basically are a wrestling tag team.
For
sure. They're just going to clothesline someone. They're going to tabletop them.
The New World Order. They are The Rock and John Cena. The new villains, because John Cena, for those who don't know, he went heel. Is WrestleMania this weekend?
No, it's later this month.
Later this month, okay. I wasn't 100% sure on that front. So there you go, guys. That's what's going on in NFL free agency. You also might hear that my voice not sounding so great. Allergies, guys, they're killer. Also, not taking care of yourself. Killer. From the 832, Paul, you sound like you've been coaching high school football for the last decade. I don't know if I sound like that. I definitely sound like I like cigarettes.
Well, it's a little bit of the Doc Rivers never has not a raspy voice. I think that's what they're going for, where it's like you've just yelled at your defensive backs for 15 straight minutes, because you got to be the last line defense, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep everything in front of you.
Stay on top.
Yeah.
Stay on top.
Now I'm just picturing you as like the Will Muschamp of high school football, like punching the whiteboard and stuff.
Yeah.
Stay on top.
Stay on top.
Grabbing kid by the face mask.
Sometimes you got to do it. All right. He's Sean. I'm Paul. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. You want to jump in, 713-780-3776 to call, to text. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. Ryan Lost in Texas comments on our Twitch. Paul sounds like he smoked a pack of Parliaments last night and did a key pump out of each recessed filter before lighting up. No, that's illegal, sir. That is illegal. HTX Rhino says allergies equals Sunday too much fun day. Well, what if it's both? Why not both? You want to weigh in on what the Texans are doing in free agency to this point? You can. Also, Cam Smith might be in right field in the near future for the Astros. Stick around. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Smoked out, Paul Gallant. Sounding smoked out, Paul Gallant. It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. If you want to get in, you know how you do it. I'm really excited about this Jim Bowden post on social media on an app called X, which apparently went under a cyber attack today, that per Elon Musk. So it's been a little bit difficult to navigate through the actual website. But per Jim Bowden, we're at Astros camp today, and one thing's for sure. Both GM Dana Brown and manager Joe Espada made it clear Cam Smith will be given every opportunity to win the right field job. Jose Altuve told Jim Bowden that he hopes Smith makes the team. Okay. I wonder if you're one of the Astros outfielders and you got Jose Altuve playing left field, and you got Altuve, who is basically having fun in left field, is hoping that Cam Smith makes the opening day roster to play right field. You got to feel really bad. You got to feel the way that my voice sounds right now. Bombed out and depleted. because Jose Altuve is like, yeah, this kid who's 22 years old and has never played right field, I hope he makes the team and he plays.
He's also played, what, 5 double-A games?
Like, yes.
This guy has basically never been anywhere close to a major leaguer. Man, I hope he plays right field.
That's how little respect the Astros outfield currently gets. And it's kind of deserved. I mean, they did move on from Kyle Tucker. And who else are they putting out there? You know, it's Chaz McCormick, who did do well the year before this past one. And then there's Jake Myers, who has a cartoonish play every single season defensively where it looks like he dies, much like the first person I saw at the rodeo on Saturday. And I do wish that man well. I hope he's okay. It seemed like he was too big to be riding a horse. Like, maybe he needs to cut back on the sweets a little bit, you know. But, so if you're an Astros outfielder right now, I'm sorry, but Jose Altuve clearly wants you replaced.
Yeah, and if you're Chaz McCormick and you are 2-for-13 in spring training, good for
he's 2-for-13.
154 average. Meanwhile, the other guy is hitting almost 600.
Yeah, that's not good.
Maybe you can't like vocally be like, hey, what the hell, man? Maybe you just kind of have to eat this one. Just not bring it up. Oh, Jake Myers, 333. You'll take that all day. 3-for-18.
People are commenting on my voice, Sean.
From 6-for-18. Sorry.
From the 409, Paul, you sound like Kelvin Sampson.
Yeah.
Really?
You don't actually sound like Kelvin Sampson. But it's like if you could have like a Kelvin Sampson filter that you talk that you talk through, where it's Paul Gallant through the Kelvin Sampson gruff filter. Yeah.
Quote, I love these kids. End quote. That's apparently what Kelvin Sampson says on a regular basis.
Yeah. Do you want to start crying about Juwan Roberts and what he's meant to this program?
He speaks so much to this program. I look at him like a son.
There we go.
So we have an update. An update on who, I guess, crashed the most important app in the world for free speech. How do we feel about this name? A hacking group called, quote, Dark Storm Team, end quote, announced that they are behind taking down Twitter today. Dark Storm Team?
Trying too hard.
You're trying way too hard. What a bunch of dorks. This is very lame.
Also, are they just like claiming credit for it like terrorist groups will? Like where they just like claim credit for something they didn't do?
Yes. Yes.
I need some proof that you guys did it. Dark Storm Team.
How do you prove that you did the hacking other than just flexing? Like plopping your schmenzer on the table and saying that.
Someone else presses charges, I guess?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, this is a crime.
It's 100% a crime.
You cost X some money.
You inconvenienced me this morning as I was prepping for the show, the Dark Storm Team.
The biggest crime of all.
It really is the biggest crime of all. It was awful. I had to look at my phone and then on my computer.
Had to go to websites to find NFL news.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We also have a Cam Smith update. Struck out in his first at-bat today. But then hit an opposite field single to right field.
There we go.
So he's 9-for-15 this season.
That did.
So he's back to 600.
That actually lowers his.
Wait.
That lowers.
Hang on.
His.
Let me do a little math here. I thought 9-for-15 is 600.
Oh no! But he was above 600.
Gotcha.
So because going 1-for-2 would lower your average to 500.
Yeah, 9-for-15. Yeah, 9-for-15. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in 600. Hell yeah, dude. So that's your Cam Smith update. I really, really hope that he makes it to the opening day roster. It's the best part about this for me would be just the baseball people insisting it couldn't happen and probably being correct in that it shouldn't happen. But those people, let's be honest, it is fun. Of all the people who cover sports, baseball's people are generally the ones with the least amount of personality, who are also like the most like Debbie Downer about everything, you know. And I like a lot of the guys who do it locally here in Houston. Brian McTaggart's always been good to me. Chandler, I have a man crush on Chandler Rome. But like, let's be honest, like this is one of those things where you've got a lot of lame people out there. So for them to potentially be wrong and Cam Smith making the opening day roster, it would delight me. It would delight me a little bit. I like it when the sport that they believe that they are the absolute authority on, like Alpha and Omega, I love it when they don't know it as well as they think they do. And some dumbass like me can come in and say, like, yeah, he should have been in right field all along. I just like that. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do need to see him, and not to be.
I don't actually, Sean.
Nerd,
I don't.
Nerd baseball writer getting a wedgie.
No, you're
by,
you're,
by Cam Smith. But can he play right field in one of these spring training
games? Nah, it's fine. Okay. Just screw it. Okay. See what happens.
Because his outfield experience is very limited. It's also in left field, which I understand. Not the biggest difference in the world, but still.
Left, right. They're just directions.
Play him in center. Who cares?
Play him everywhere.
Point over. Stand there. Yeah, no. I mean, at some point, if Cam Smith does actually hit 500 mm-hmm. for more than 20 plate appearances, if he does it for another 20 plate appearances.
Well, if he does it for another 20 plate appearances, you know what we have to do. Got to put him out there. Got to put him out there.
It'd be a crime not to.
Todd the show says baseball people are the told you so's of told you so's. Who is the told you so of told you so's, though? You know, because obviously we have it in the baseball side of things. There's certainly a lot of told you so's out there. You know what? Sorry to paint with a broad brush, but I would say very online liberal activists. That is the most told you so of told you so's, for sure. Honestly, you could say the same thing about people leaning to the right. It's one of those things where you just see people like that, and they got to tell you what's on their mind and tell you how wrong you are for having any, I don't know, nuanced take that actually involves context, perspective, and, you know, like things that are important as far as having an opinion. So, Cam Smith might be getting some work in right field. Very cool to see. But it's not happening yet, and it is really interesting to hear Dana Brown and Joe Espada talking about this without actually having done it. So maybe it is something that we don't see until he goes back to the minors for a couple of weeks, for a couple of months. I do think we will see Cam Smith at some point this year.
Yeah.
I think it's now likely. And I think, you know, not too long ago we were asking, okay, does he make the opening day roster? I still think that the chances are pretty low of him making the opening day roster, even with him playing the way that he's playing right now, where he's, again, hitting 600, which is insane. It's only been 15 at-bats, so. Obviously, got to take it with a little bit of a grain of salt. But I feel like now, if we are putting it as a percentage, will Cam Smith make the opening day roster? If Jose Altuve is endorsing the idea of it, and if Espada and Dana Brown are talking about him potentially playing in the outfield, I think we're now at like 20 to 25%. Instead of it at 5 to 10%, which is where we were last week.
Yeah.
I think it's actually getting likely.
I was thinking like 15 to 20. Just like it's doubled, I guess tripled. But it's moved up. It's moved up considerably, the possibility. I still would say it's not likely, though. So, yeah, I think it's in that range.
Yeah.
I think will Cam Smith be on the Astros in 2025? That's gone up dramatically. That's like where before spring training, we're like, oh, maybe towards the end, we'll see injuries, that kind of thing. Now it's like, if he's not on the roster in 2025 and he plays not at this level, obviously, but if he plays like close to this level, if he's hitting super well in the minors and he doesn't come up in 2025, that's when we can have the service time, like funny business conversation. But I think it's more than likely that he comes up probably before July.
Like, yeah,
if he keeps up this, not again, not the actual numbers, but this kind of level of play, I don't know what's stopping this guy. It's definitely not Chaz McCormick stopping him from being the starting right field.
Chaz McCormick in his pudding era, like if he goes back to, in his pudding era, he was really good.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was good.
Like Chaz McCormick.
Banana pudding era, Chaz was good.
Jake Myers ain't going to do it. But Chaz, I think there's like a theoretically a shot that like he plays bounce well back enough. To make them think to themselves, well, maybe. But
And then Chaz, if he's you know, bounces back a little bit, you can put him in center and you'd be replacing Myers in right field.
From the 832, Paul, could you do a sensual reading with this new voice of yours? You could become the sexiest sounding host on the station, which would enable you to get a level up in the ladies department. That's from Huey and Spring. Well, here's the thing, guys. It is very cool that I have this job, and it is fun to be a little bit of a celebrity where you get recognized maybe once when you're out and about. But here's the thing. On the ladies' side of thing, don't do a damn thing. Doesn't do a damn thing. I just have a lot. I have, like, men like me.
I was going to say, I don't think you can pick a profession that is notable, that makes you somewhat of a public figure. And again, not a public figure, but kind of a public
figure. Kind of a public figure, exactly.
Where it impresses less women. Like it is.
Oh, there's nothing quite like.
You cannot think of anything else that impresses less women than being a sports talk radio.
The amount of times I've explained it, like, oh, so you don't podcast? And I'm like, no, the show has a podcast. Like, yeah. We do all that. And they're like unimpressed by the radio side of it. And to me, that pisses me off. I'm like, wait a second. This is different than any Joe Schmo who has a podcast, you know? Nothing against Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
But
this is the hard one.
Exactly. This it's hard to get into this. It's very hard. And they're like, oh, okay. Like, no, I've explained it to a couple of people, and I'm not even kidding. On Saturday, there's a girl in our committee. She's gorgeous. And she's sitting with me, and a bunch of guys are all like, oh, whoa, that's so cool. Like, what I'm talking about the radio, and I'm like trying to be like humble, but I'm kind of trying to brag because of her too. And she's like so unimpressed, and I was like, damn it. Because they were all asking, oh, you're on TV too for Darn Drive? And I'm just looking over to my right, like, and she's like on her phone.
TV would help. If you could.
I was on Channel 2 last night.
Yeah, so if you could that. Play up the TV side, maybe that'd help.
Maybe we will do a sensual reading with this voice at some point.
Yeah, we can look up a Lance Zierlein prospect.
Reading some scouting reports. That's true. Zach says, I need to hear a Go Cougs and a smoker voice. Go Cougs. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Sean's laughing.
It does change the rawr a little bit.
Does a little bit. There is a big move in the NFL involving one quarterback leaving one team for another and a whole lot of cheddar. You'll find out what that is next. It's the 10 Minute Drill. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant. The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time. Big news in the NFL. Sam Darnold is a $100 million quarterback. Isn't that nuts? You have 1 year, and all those memories of you seeing ghosts in New York, they're out the window. Sam Darnold is now a Seattle Seahawk, signing an outrageous deal to join the Hawks. I don't get this one. I really don't.
No, especially in concert with the other moves that they've made this season, or this offseason, which is getting rid of DK Metcalf, cutting Tyler Lockett, trading away Geno Smith. It feels like you made a lot of moves to not get that much better at quarterback, if at all.
Yeah.
It really depends on what Sam Darnold you think you're getting, as opposed to, or, you know, versus Geno Smith, who's been a little bit more consistent over a longer period of time. Also, now Sam Darnold won't have Jefferson and Addison to throw to. He'll have Jason and no one else.
3 years, $100.5 million, 55 guaranteed. I'd rather have Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Geno Smith's better.
At the prices, yeah.
Now, clearly things are moving in a weird direction in Seattle where it feels like they are trying to move on from everything that's related to the past in a very quick manner.
Yeah, and maybe this is something where we have to wait to see what the full picture is. Like, what the end result of all this is. But right now, yeah, I have a tough time seeing how they improved at all. Not good when I think of, Matt Flynn. The Matt Flynn signing. The last time the Seahawks have made a big acquisition at quarterback. It was like, oh, yeah, the guy who didn't play because they drafted someone in the third round. And I don't – if the Seahawks draft a quarterback, it's on the table. That the, whoever they draft in the third round might just beat Sam Darnold in training camp.
Yeah, like Matt Flynn 2.0. I mean, they would love to stumble into Russell Wilson again. So
that would be a good problem to have.
That would be
Jalen
would
Milroe be is just a borderline Hall of Famer. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Jalen Milroe is incredible.
He's also going to be
huge.
Well, maybe not available in the third round.
With the way that drafts seem to be going, yeah, there's going to be some really desperate looking picks where quarterbacks are getting taken early and a premium's traded to move up and make that pick too. And it's like, oh, Jalen Milroe's kind of a running back. Anyway, other moves across the NFL. Speaking of those Seahawks, they also traded DK Metcalf for a second round pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers, less than what they were looking for. They wanted a first and a third, so they get a second. He signs a four-year, $132 million extension with the Steelers. It's the biggest in franchise history. The Steelers are also supposedly interested in Aaron Rodgers. We'll see if the deal is made with him. Josh Allen, Bills quarterback, reigning MVP, just got a huge deal. He will be the NFL's highest-paid player with a $300-plus million contract that will pay him more than $60 million a year. I do not understand really what this means, but Josh Allen is going to get a four-year cash flow of $220 million. And I guess that's a record. So that's fun. Good for Josh Allen.
Yeah, I mean, he also, does he pass Watson with guaranteed money? It's not fully guaranteed, but Watson was 240, mm-hmm. 230, right?
So. It's nice to see someone who's actually deserving of it, who also hasn't, you know, been accused by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, at least, of sexual misconduct. It's nice to see somebody who doesn't have those also getting paid a ton of money and all of it's seemingly guaranteed. It's nice to see guys like that get paid.
Okay, so yes, you're right.
But he does have problematic tweets in the past.
I'm looking at the record, the cash flow record that I didn't know was a thing until,
I didn't either,
until just now. So he set the record for four-year cash flow at $220 million.
Yes.
He passes Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, whose four-year cash flow under his latest deal is $219 million. So he has $1 million more of cash flow than Dak Prescott. This is such agent BS.
This is
agent BS to say this is a record-setting deal.
Most news that happens around now, you are right, Sean, are agents kissing their hindquarters. Their own hindquarters.
Having whoever broke this.
Yes.
Having Schefter, having Rappaport, having Pelissero. Mm-hmm.
Smoochie, smoochie, smoochie. Okay, more NFL news. Myles Garrett, he got extended. All that, oh, never going to play here again. I want to go to a contender. All for naught. He's going to make $40 million a year now. Oh, you know, the Browns are a contender or are you paid? It's probably the latter. It is funny to see these contracts that seem like there's an impasse. Oh, he's demanded a trade. He's going to leave. It is funny to see these all like neatly cleaned up with just a raise.
I think football, more than the other two major sports, have the most of like, this is going to be a messy situation here in Cleveland. Like, these two sides, they won't even meet with each other.
Right.
And it's like, actually, now he's the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL.
Very, very easy. Devontae Adams is a Los Angeles Ram. 2 years and about $45 million. I think 26 of it's guaranteed. So definitely an element of prove it for Adams, who hasn't done so well the last couple of years. Geno Smith, quarterback of the Seahawks, traded to the Raiders. Seahawks just signed Sam Darnold, as we brought up a little bit ago. Von Miller, meanwhile, Aggie legend. He's going to be cut by the Buffalo Bills. And Joe Tooney, the guy that I wanted the Texans to trade for, traded to Chicago for a fourth-round pick. Apparently, he wanted to go to Chicago. I'm wondering if that was a part of the actual trade. Did they, like, honor Joe Tooney and say, like, hey, we're not going to pay you. We'll send you somewhere you want to go? Because they didn't get much in return for him. So,
yeah, and he is good enough to where it's not ridiculous, the idea that you do right by Joe Tooney. It's like, no, he's multiple-time All-Pro. Two-time Super Bowl winner with you, right? Two-time?
Yes,
two-time.
Two-time.
It's not the most ridiculous thing in the world that he would have done that, or that they would have done that for Joe Tooney. Other breaking news in the quarterback realm. This is of the Sam Darnold variety. Justin Fields is signing with the Jets on a two-year, $40 million, 30 guaranteed.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Yeah. Pittsburgh's backup last year. He did start, I think they were like 4-2 in the games they started, but they did replace him with Russell Wilson.
Another running back. He's a running back. Fields is a running back. He's like not good at quarterbacking, but he's very good at running. He is very good at running. Some even think he's good enough to be a backup kick returner. Not even kidding, because that's apparently what the Steelers were doing with him for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah, Terrell Pryor. All right, so they got Terrell Pryor.
So there you go, guys. That's the 10-minute drill. NFL free agency's underway. We'll keep you posted on anything new that happens. 2 years, $40 million, Justin Fields signs for the Jets. Jeez. Quarterbacks get paid stupid money. Sam Darnold getting 3 years, $100 million. Ugh. This does honestly depress me a little bit. Like, I'm never going to make $1 million over the course of my life, it feels like.
What's your four-year cash flow?
Not that, Sean. Not that. You know?
Not a record.
Possibly eviction notice in my future. Meanwhile, these guys are getting paid tons. Just dead at all.
I guess Darnold, just because it's way more money.
Yeah.
But the Justin Fields, $30 million guaranteed. That's also a lot.
Oh.
For Justin Fields. But Darnold, 55. Almost twice that for Darnold is
I'm depressed,
crazy.
Man. I'm depressed. That is Sean Mays behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. We'll keep you posted on what's going on in the NFL free agency if the Texans make any moves. We did hear from the newest member of the Houston Texans over the weekend. You'll hear what he had to say next. Stick around.
Best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. You can join us on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 97.5. NFL free agency is underway, and I gotta say, I am depressed by this contract. I am depressed seeing this, and I will give this man his flowers. I will give his agent a lot of flowers. Remember Eric Murray? He was a safety for the Texans. He had a couple of good games. He was a solid player. Eric Murray just signed a three-year, $22.5 million deal, $12 million guaranteed with the Jacksonville Jaguars. What in the F? Oh, I saw on a Twitch, Tony the Handsome says, I should have been a professional football player. Why did I pick business? That's how I feel. How? $22.5 million, 12 of it guaranteed. It's Eric Murray. No offense, Eric Murray. What the hell? How is he getting that? And we all have to live in the real world here. You know, eggs are $7,000 an egg. And here we are looking at Eric Murray. He'll never want for eggs again. He's fine. $22 million for Eric Murray. This pee pants new GM for the Jaguars, who looks like a pee pants. No offense, he just looks young. I would look like a pee pants too if I were in his position. But he looks like a pee pants. What do I mean by a pee pants? He just looks like someone who's way too young. Like, he looks like a boy king. Someone who inherited something that he didn't deserve. This guy, that's your move? You traded Christian Kirk for a seventh-round pick. They've moved on from a lot of people this offseason. This is your big move? And I get it. They probably have a lot of cap space. This is your big move? Pee pants? You look like a pee pants. I'm sorry. I'm not – nothing against pee pants-looking people, but he looks like one. And, yeah. I mean, this is like pushover stuff. Did the agent bring a gun? Like, what are we doing?
Mask.
What are we doing? This is a robbery.
Yeah, no, that's a tough one for Tom and Baratheon over there.
Yeah, James Gladstone.
James Gladstone, a.k.a. Because Joffrey, not even Joffrey, Boy King, he got stuff done. Joffrey. Yeah. He didn't get pushed around.
No, Joffrey was a character. Okay.
Yes.
But James Gladstone, I mean, I guess credit to him. He's taking the heat off of Liam Cohen and Duvall.
Yes, we haven't talked about that for a while.
Yeah, we haven't because this general manager looks like he's 5. And on top of that, he's giving Eric effing Murray, who played for the Texans last year and was good, but like $22 million good? No. What are we doing here? Again, good for Eric Murray.
Yes.
Good for his agent. Bad for all of us. Because, hey, and not bad for the Texans, I guess. I mean, if that's what he was looking for, I could see why Eric Murray left. He knows his worth, and he got it.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be, I'd say, more clearly an upgrade over Jimmy Ward to make $22 million. Jimmy Ward, who I don't think makes $22 million.
I think he might.
Oh, he did?
Jimmy Ward should make that, though. Jimmy Ward should make that kind of money. 1 year, $10 million. $10.5 million.
Okay, that's not too crazy. I mean, because what? The Murray thing is 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's about the same.
Man. No, that's nuts. Wow. Actually, Jimmy Ward makes a lot less than that. Jimmy Ward is a $5 million, $5.6 million salary cap. And Eric Murray's just getting paid. Now, Jimmy Ward doesn't play that much. So and I imagine this might have been his last season in the league, just given all the injuries he's dealt with. Newest member of the Houston Texans is Christian Kirk. And guys, you should be excited about this one. You know why? Because Christian Kirk, who enjoyed his time in Jacksonville, is really excited to come here. Here is what he said of his time in Jacksonville, 2022, 84 catches for 1,108 yards and 8 touchdowns. I'll always be grateful to Duvall for changing my life and my family's. Yeah, because remember that contract that they got? I mean, talk about another just ridiculous Jags overspend. 4 for 72 was a lot for Christian Kirk. No one thought he was that good. But hey, credit to him, credit to the agent. And I guess the Jacksonville Jaguars are who we all need to be making phone calls to and say, like, hey, can I get a job here? Oh, are you completely unqualified? Here's $8 million. They don't exactly seem like the best operation. Remember that one guy that worked for them who was like stealing money and gambling on it? Gambling with all the money he was stealing from them? He was like one of their front office executives. Just stole $6 million. He's like, I'm a gambling addict. I can't help it. I'm just a gambling addict. So that's who they bring in. But anyway, more from Christian Kirk. My preparation for the upcoming season is already underway. And the only way from here is up. Because he did break his collarbone. I'll be back stronger than ever, and I'm excited for this next chapter with the Texans. I promise it'll be my best one yet. End quote. Texans swarm! Hell yeah. Christian Kirk, let's go, guys. Let's go. It's very exciting.
Already preparing? No offseason for Christian Kirk.
Mm-hmm. None. He's already preparing. Now, I don't know how you prepare with a broken collarbone.
Preparing.
Breaking your collarbone sucks. I broke my collarbone.
Really?
I broke my collarbone on my 18th birthday. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I was playing a game of street hockey. And not even kidding, scored a goal. One of my friends love tapped me on the chest. And then I was like, oh, wow, that hurts. Oh, wow, that really hurts. Couldn't lift my arm. Tried to play a little bit longer. Could not.
Hockey tough. Oh.
Not that hockey tough. They had to cut my shirt off because I couldn't lift my arm. And they said, oh, yeah, this thing's broken.
Damn.
So on my birthday, I got some pain pills. and okay. I had cake. And it was awesome.
Okay.
But here's what sucked. After the first night where they gave me the pain pills, and then they gave me something so that like I had to wear a sling for like 2 weeks. My mom got rid of all of the pain pills, like flushed them all immediately. She's like, nope, sorry, suck it up. And understandable, obviously, given our, whole issues in America.
Mom, I could have sold those.
I know. I could have made a profit.
I'm in St. Pete.
Meet Paul the drug dealer at Shorecrest Preparatory School.
That's selling
Percocet.
That's how you get Eric Murray. Not that Eric Murray did that, but that's if you're at that point, NFL probably not happening. The only other way to get $20 million.
Selling drugs. Like that snowboarder for Team Canada snowboarder. By the way, have you heard about this guy?
No, I did. I missed the story.
Oh my God. Okay. There is a snowboarder who is on the FBI's most wanted list. He's top 10. And his name is Ryan Wedding. He is one of the FBI's 10 most wanted for a role in a deadly drug ring. Transnational drug enterprise ordering several murders.
Whoa.
Ryan Wedding is wanted for allegedly running a drug trafficking network that routinely shipped hundreds of kilos of coke between Colombia, Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. He also allegedly orchestrated at least 4 murders, holy crap, related to the operation, including the 2023 murder of 2 members of an Ontario family in retaliation for a stolen drug shipment. The FBI is offering up to $10 million for anyone with information. I mean, I have information. This is the information. Me reading from this article, that's the information. FBI, I would like the $10 million now. Thank you very much. He was born in Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Cool name. Such a cool name.
Ryan Wedding?
No, Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Thunder Bay is a cool name. Finished 24th in parallel giant slalom at the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City.
Okay. I can see why you sold drugs.
I'm about to read something. This is so cringe. This is a statement from the FBI. Wedding said Akil Davis, the assistant director in charge of the FBI's LA field office. Wedding went from shredding powder on the slopes at the Olympics to distributing powder cocaine on the streets of U.S. cities. And in his native Canada. My God.
Okay, when you said it was cocaine, I was thinking about how to loop in skiing. I'm not gonna say I'm above that, but I was working for something. I was hoping for something better than that.
Can Akil Davis, the assistant director in charge of the FBI's LA field office, can you save stuff like that for the New York Post? And I don't know, do your job, seeing as the FBI doesn't exactly like always do their job. Oh, my God. Here's another statement. Why do these people get so corny? Another statement from Matthew Allen of the DEA in L.A. These people are so L.A. Failed actors.
Is it because it's the – like, even other people are like, that's all the L.A. office does is try to think of CSI ways to describe these crimes.
Here we go. This is from Matthew Allen. Quote, Sean, buckle up. The former Canadian snowboarder unleashed an avalanche of death and destruction here and abroad.
I'm going to say, you know what? If I'm one of the four people that got a murder ordered off of this guy, I think this is actually a little insensitive to be.
I agree.
To be saying it was an avalanche of murder and cocaine.
These people.
Like, okay, people lost their lives. All right, let's save the bits for the New York Post,
yes,
or for a Weekend Update. All right,
yes.
If Colin Jost wants to get that off, okay, fine. We can't have an officer do this.
So that's Ryan Wedding, who's top 10 most wanted, former Canadian snowboarder, and apparently his name is El Jefe. And
all right, Ryan. No, you're Ryan. You're not El Jefe. You're Ryan.
So this statement would have worked. His face will be in the top 10 most wanted posters. He's unremitting, callous, and greed-driven. Today's announcement beams an even brighter searchlight on him. We ask that you help us find him. See, he could have done that instead of saying, like, oh, he's an avalanche of death and destruction. He went from shredding powder to distributing powder to the children. Like, relax, guys, okay?
You know what's not gnarly?
Yeah.
Selling drugs, kids.
Sean Mays by the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. Again, what this guy's done is horrible, but the FBI, DEA, slow your roll a little bit with the descriptions of Ryan Wedding, who, again, a $10 million reward if you got any information. And I feel like I've just provided a lot of it by reading an article. 713-780-3776 is how you call and it's how you text. And you can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join on Twitch at ESPN975. Damn it, Mofo's comments on the Twitch. Paul, you sound like a cross between Rachel Maddow and Gilbert Gottfried today. Oh, thank you. I know I look like Rachel Maddow if I don't shave. Or if I shave, you know. Got that face. We'll keep you posted on everything going on in free agency. And Cam Smith watch continues. I can't believe what the Astros are thinking about doing with them. Stay put.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.